Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
All right, y'all. Take off your shirts, get your nipple clips, pull down your pants because you're about to get an edging.
Turn on some Law & Order SVU a la Captain Sandy, staring at Mariska. Cheeto. Fingers.
Cheeto. Now you see, because of Kalani, when we say Cheeto fingers, now it's a whole different
thing. This is Love is Blind Season 2. Otherwise known as the Influencer Season. It was messy as fuck.
Ironically, we're edging you because we're preparing you for Season 4 of Love is Blind. That's dropping on Netflix on what day? March?
March 24th.
March 24th, episodes will drop the day after.
It's your own personal trash advent calendar.
Yes.
Yes.
And this, you know, we didn't like this season of Love is Blind of Season 2. However,
we had fun talking about it.
We talk about it probably more than any other season now.
I agree with you. A lot of them winded up on that show, Perfect Match.
But don't spoil it for people because they want to know what if they haven't watched Love is Blind and they don't know.
Okay, look, Perfect Match is everywhere.
Well, I'm just saying.
They need to fucking come out of their caves.
Maybe they don't know about Shane and Natalie and they don't know and they're wanting to.
Oh, and you may not, you know, about young Gary Busey. Who's looking for werewolves?
Y'all, it's a weird season. We go rogue, but we hope that you enjoy
very
it.
Rogue.
Very rogue. We will tell you this. Season 4 of Love is Blind is, I think, we've had 4 episodes. It's the best season of Love is Blind we've had so far.
I kind of agree with you.
It's really good. So, and
especially, who thought that Cocaine Bear was going to join the cast? Sorry, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Netflix won't get us for that. I will say the After the Altar, which we cover that too, but the After the Altar of Season 2 was the best After the Altar.
Because it was super, super messy.
Super messy. So, y'all, enjoy the ride. We had a ball covering it. This was previously just on a Reality Gaze Plus, but now it's for all of you on this free feed. Enjoy our Season 2 of Love is What, Poodle?
Blind.
All right, 90 Day. Okay, Love is Blind, take one.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
It's 90 Day Gaze presenting Love is Blind.
I'm strong enough. I'm strong enough to have the courage to do this. I care for you. I mean, like, what? Like, how do you do this? I mean, what?
Is this Love is Blind, or are you talking about one of your hookups that you recorded?
Maybe a little of both. No, this was Shane going after Shayna had told him that I have very strong feelings for you.
I have very strong feelings. Y'all, this is Love is Blind Season 2, Episode 3 called Love in Paradise. And if you're listening to this right now, that means
you're in our Gatreon.
You're in our Gatreon. And if you're new to our Gatreon, thank you for subscribing.
Are you new?
Are you new? We're excited to talk about this. If you're new to the Gaytron, we just remind you, if you're already on this tier, you get all the past seasons of Love is Blind, episode one. So if you want to listen to that, you also get our class list.
You get our class list episodes of 90 Day Fiancé, and you get all our Netflix binges like Bling Empire.
And if you love
And Too Hot to Handle.
And I have to say, if you love Love is Blind and you have not watched Indian Matchmaking.
We didn't do all of it, though. We only did a couple of it.
We did a couple of it, but you should still watch it and listen to our episode.
I loved Indian Matchmaking.
It was great. It's a great show. But yes. Anyway, y'all.
Did we do one of that? I can't remember.
I don't know. Maybe we did cover. I think we did cover all that. I don't remember either. We've done so much at this point. We don't even remember. It's like me being in Oklahoma right now. Somebody, I don't know, this woman, she paid for my partner and I's meal at Hamburger Inn today. We went to Hamburger Inn and she just bought our dinner and said, I'm sorry to hear about your dad. How are you doing? I said, oh, good. I said, this is my partner, Kyle. And she said, oh, I know him. I see him on your Instagram. And then she didn't introduce herself, paid for it. And I still don't know who it was.
I guess that's good. Other than that, she's going to bomb your house.
That's true. So anyway, y'all, Love is
Blind. Fuck.
So yes. So Kyle is. Or, I'm sorry, Shane.
One of the worst.
Shayne. Shayne.
The gay spelling.
She
I haven't said, commented on that yet, but it is.
I know. So Shayna says, which is hard for me as well, because Shayna, I just want to pronounce it Shania because of Shania Twain, but whatever. Shayna, she said, I said yes to Kyle, but I was scared I made the wrong decision because I just don't know. I haven't told him that I have deep feelings for him, and I'm finally strong enough to do what I have to do.
But like,
girl, That was the point of this show.
What? That does something for you.
Now but I'm strong enough to live without you, strong enough, and I want to know.
I love it that you shake your shoulders back and forth when you do that.
That's my
We're
share.
On video. We're on that's video. My share. and you should be embarrassed.
I'm proud. That's my share. My share.
It's not good. It's not good. My fat burger's on the way.
Oh, good.
Y'all, if you're familiar with California, we have a burger place called Fat Burger, and it is delicious.
It's delicious. They have a great turkey burger, too, if you're looking to be healthy.
Yeah, fuck your turkey burger. I want my fat fries and my fucking fat hamburger.
I had a burger today at Hamburger Inn. Anyway, all right, so it's delicious.
Was it a turkey burger?
No, they don't have such things here. They don't have such like a turkey burger in Oklahoma. So, y'all, we are still remote, but GOAT. I'm in Oklahoma right now, and so I will be back in a couple of weeks back in sunny California, where I guess there was just an earthquake in the Bay Area. So, we hope everything's okay.
There was. Only like a 2.3.
Oh, they're fine.
That didn't even rattle dishes.
I've had farts that are more than a 2.3. Yeah. Okay.
Y'all, we can have like an 8 point, no, we can have like a 5.5 in like, in Long Beach. And we're like, we're fine. We're used to it by now.
Yeah. Well, yes, kind of. I still get freaked out.
You get nervous. I'm just like, I sleep through them.
I don't ever feel them. That's true. Okay. So, all right. So Shane, she's like, I do forget you a lot. And I could see us having a life together. She's like, and then she says, y'all, this is like the twisting the knife. She said, and I would be a rock for you. I would be a true wife for you.
This is awful. It's and then awful. He's like, he's losing his mind. And he says, thank God he said this. You had the chance.
He said, we wasted, I guess, y'all.
He said, this is not going to happen. This.
We didn't see this in the editing. He said, but we wasted 2 days of not talking. Two entire days of not talking. That's why I think this might be a week that they do this. Yeah. But anyway.
And Shane says, Natalie makes me feel safe.
He's like, I have a connection with Natalie. It's just too strong. He said, but it's too late, baby. It's too late.
Oh, we really did try to murder. Or God bless Carole King.
Oh, we shouldn't have brought her up. We can't kill Carol King.
She's a national treasure.
She is. So, okay.
I just want to say that she even says, you know,
y'all, we said we can't kill them because we kill people when we bring them.
It's probably ridiculous for me to like bring this up when Kyle just proposed to me.
It's probably ridiculous.
It is. You crazy person. Y'all,
she is like, this is where I thought she was going to be like Jessica. Y'all, Jessica ain't got nothing on Shayna.
This is, and we're going to see this when we talk about it. She's later diabolical. On this episode. I agree. I don't think she's knowingly diabolical, but I don't think she's trying to stir shit up, but I think it's part of her worldview.
You know what it is? She, as we know, y'all, remember this is Shayna who doesn't believe in college at all or evolution.
Or evolution. It's a small worldview.
Her magical thinking supersedes any reality. So her magical thinking is going to drive her for the rest of the season.
And she believes in lip gloss more than evolution. The next scene is Natalie and Shane, and Shane proposing to Natalie.
She says, I love you and I can't wait to explore my life with you. Natalie, will you marry me? And she's like, yay. And I wrote, and the new Damon and Giannina.
Damien.
Sorry. Damien and Giannina.
That's
not going to work out.
That is giving them a lot of credit, and I don't think that's fair. I think he is much worse than Damien. I think she has nothing to do with being Gigi.
I guess I'm saying in that, like, because even without Shayna, y'all, this wouldn't work.
I agree with that. Because she has an image of him that will not be reality.
No.
Yeah. So the thing is, y'all, however, they're going to meet. He proposes. She accepts. They have their meeting, which we're going to talk about now. He immediately, like, picks her up. They both think the other is hot.
They do.
And
they just are kissing and kissing and kissing and kissing, really.
And she's like, he's hot as fuck. So they have a physical attraction, which is at least that.
Yes. And she says, when I kissed him, it was the best moment of my life. And he says, has the most beautiful smile in the world. They're the only couple, you know, all the couples either met each other and then kind of sat down. The both of them were so into each other, just holding physical each chemistry, other, and kissing. Yeah. They never even like went to sit down on a couch or anything.
I still say he is the ultimate undercover asshole. I really believe he's going to show his ass so much this season.
Yeah, well, we'll see. And I don't know. Just kind of the way she was starting to act at the end of this episode, I don't think it's great. But
oh no, should we talk about?
We didn't say that, y'all. We're going to talk about this episode. Kind of was in two parts. The first part, they're all in the pods, and then the second part, the couples that are engaged are going to Mexico. So right now, we're going to talk about just everybody in the pods, and then we'll talk about Mexico because that's like a whole different world.
Should we talk about Shayna and Kyle?
Sure.
We already talked about that. They proposed. He proposed to her at the end of last episode. And y'all, she doesn't even know how she's going to deal with this. Remember when she just told Shane that she loved him, basically? Or she had feelings for him?
And Kyle says, I'm confident that we will be physically attracted to one another. And Shayna says, she's like, I think it'll give me clarity. When I see him, I'll know.
And y'all, their meeting, he is so into her. His face lights up.
Yeah.
And he kisses her. Did you see what happened to her? She pulled back immediately.
She pulled back immediately. And he said, already he's saying, I'm so physically attracted to her. She's out of my league. And it's just a bonus. And she's like, And she just keeps saying, Shayna says, this is crazy. I'm just so in the middle of the kissing and them standing on the carpet, she starts talking to him, getting in her head, said, this is crazy. We have such differences.
And then she says, he's like, oh my God, you're so gorgeous. And she's like, so are you. So are you. And then she says, I don't know. Are you scared that our differences will be a problem?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's saying, I don't want us to make mistakes. In this middle of what's supposed to be their beautiful moment of meeting, she's already inserting doubts into it.
Are you willing to try? Are you willing to even try? And she's like, I don't know what to do. So I guess I'll see you later. And I wrote, yikes. Motherfucking yikes.
Not going to work
out. Y'all.
Not going to work out.
Why would you do this to someone? Like this poor dumb animal, Kyle. He is sweet.
He is sweet.
His dick's okay.
It doesn't matter. His ass are like two plums just going, just pulsating. You just hold on to them.
Two plums going at one another.
Yeah,
but just like, woo, woo. To do this to anyone is brutal. Yeah.
Like one of them wants to be a California raisin and they got to fight over it.
You can just tell she's not into him. She's just
She's not into him at all. She's not into him. And even Kyle says, I was taken aback. Yeah, you were. Because that's fucking weird to do that when you're seeing each other for the first time and making out.
Right.
God.
Should we talk about our next couples? The next one is Jarrett and Mallory. Now,
yes.
This is what's interesting. This is when I lost all rooting for Jarrett.
I mean, I also, but I will say, y'all, this was fucking riveting television.
It was. No, don't get me wrong.
This was the most kind of gut-wrenching, for me, mouth-open part of the whole show.
He gets her tacos because she loves Taco Tuesday.
Well, we should say before, this is outside. Jarrett and Sal even have a talk. Jarrett and Salvador, and they actually, they're like, they both know, again, that's what respect to Jarrett and Sal too, but that they actually, he talked to the other guy. They both know this is Mallory's choice. Mm-hmm. This is kind of where we're at. And so, yes. So it's, so they.
I don't think they think it's Mallory's choice.
No, they said to each other,
really?
Remember they were talking at the table and Sal and Jarrett said, we agree that Mallory has a choice. And he said, yeah. And he said, that's when Sal said that beautiful statement of, you know, I don't care what happens if I'm hurt.
That's right. You're right.
Yes. So that's why I'm like, I got to give it to Jarrett for that. So they do. So they do kind of have this moment where they talk about it. And Sal has this beautiful, he says, I don't care if I get hurt or I'm in pain. He's like, this is what this is about. This is about being human. And this is what life is about. And this is where Poodle gooshed all over his couch.
God, I love him. Even though I'm not really attracted to him, but I love his soul.
I love his soul, but he has no sense of humor.
Totally. I agree.
I'm sorry. No, I need someone who that's...
Y'all, let's be honest. I would kick this person the curb after two dates.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're great in theory, but I need a bad boy who's going to find my... who's going to find my dirty spots and do that to me.
But they're easy to find. Just roll him over. So, okay.
Roll me in flour and find the wet spot.
Okay.
That's
so,
that's
all you need to do. All right. So
now. Wow.
Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies, great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com /realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Now let's talk about Jarrett and Mallory. So yes, he brings her tacos. And he said, I like our connection and the bond feels right. He said, I can see myself with her for the rest of her life. He said, do you see a future with me? Did you expect this? I did not expect for him to propose to Mallory.
I did not. And I think he read the wrong cues.
Yes, she starts crying. Let's talk about that.
What,
let's just say that.
Let me say this. From what we have seen, none of us thought that, everyone thought it was too early for him to propose to her.
I thought it was too early. So I will say Mallory and Jarrett, I thought had better chemistry. And
him and Iana.
I thought, oh, I hope they're going to get together. But from the editing of the show and for what we've seen, I went, no, it's going to be him and Iana.
It felt misguided right then on his, from the editing, it felt upbraided. And even Mallory was like, are you really doing this?
Which he didn't have. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it was like, she's like, I have other people I'm interested in. I should tell you that I'm interested in
another person. Well, that's what she said. Yeah. Yes. I should go back and say, he didn't ask her to marry him. He just said, do you see a future with me?
Right.
And y'all, she starts ugly crying. And y'all, they phrased it so well, the editing, because she said, I connect with you so much. You're an amazing person. And then it paused and we hear the, but there's two people and I'm drawn to my other connection more. And I just gasped. Y'all, Jarrett starts full on just crying. Mallory
like
is sobbing.
Sobbing.
Like sobbing, crying. She said, are you okay? And he said, no, I'm not. And then they're kind of, she's trying to talk to him. And he said, what can I say? Damn, it's over. And then he leaves. And she's just sitting there sobbing on the couch. And I was just like a pin drop.
Now, the thing about it is, he's in the same clothes. Hours later, same white shirt.
This was fucked up.
Now, maybe he was wearing the same clothes on another day.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But his eyes looked a little red. I wanted to know that too, y'all. But Jarrett goes and sees Iana.
The same day he was wearing the same clothes.
Yeah.
And he is saying, and I kept writing, oh my God, is this the same day? Please don't tell me this is the same day. And he gets there and she even says,
and she says, you sound low energy.
So I think it was the same day.
I think it was too. And he said, and I'm trying to find words.
And he said, I just need to tell you that I was like into someone else and she turned me down.
He actually said Mallory. I saw Mallory earlier.
And he's like, I don't want you to feel like second fiddle. Okay. I don't know how I would feel at this point if I was Iana.
So here's the deal. Mad respect for Jarrett for telling her this.
I agree.
He did not have to tell her this, y'all. He could have just said these things, asked her to marry him, and she would not have known until after she accepted the engagement.
If you were Jarrett, would you have told her?
Man, I don't know what I would have. I feel like I would have because I knew this was going to be on television. And so they're going to see it.
But it keeps you honest. Could have explained it later.
I think if I knew, especially, I think I would like to say I would do it in real life, but if I'm being honest, that would be hard for me. However,
it would be hard for anyone. Are you kidding me?
Yes, but if I knew that I was going to be on fucking Netflix and they were going to show this on television, I would do what he did and own up in that moment. I would.
But he explained it terribly.
He did. He did explain. He owned up to it and then he completely explained it terribly.
He said, he's like, I don't want you to feel like you're second fiddle. And she went, how am I supposed to feel?
She said, I
was like, would you have married her right then? And he's like, yeah, I guess. Y'all, there is radical honesty and there's like,
well, actually, he didn't say, yeah, I guess. She said, if she would have said yes,
I don't know.
It did have a connection to you. Would you have proposed? And he pauses and says, I don't know.
That's not the right answer.
It's not the right answer. And y'all, she walks out crying.
And then, she should have.
And then there's this beautiful, she like walks
in the hallway. Yes. Oh,
and then she stops and tries to gather herself. And then she walks again. And then she tries to stop. And then she walks again. And she just falls to the floor and cries. And she,
I'm going to say this.
I have goosebumps.
I'm going to say this right now. It is incorrect to tell someone you just proposed to someone else and then propose to them. It is. It's right there.
He didn't propose to her in this. He wanted to know. Jared didn't propose to her. That was next.
It might as well have been.
But it was so. But it felt like because he was. I wish he kind of said, "Hey, this is what happened. I just want you to know."
I think it's the same thing, and I think I would have omitted that detail. I'm sorry. I would not have said it.
Oh, I would have. I think he had to. What other way could he have done it?
You would have seen it later, but after everything had happened, there is no win for this situation. There is no win.
I'm asking, like, what, as Brene Brown said, I wish there was an easier way, but I don't think there is here.
But what are you doing to Iana?
But you can't. I could not propose to her. I can't propose to someone later on and not tell them that they would have not been the one.
But how is she going to ever have any faith in him knowing she was second choice?
I don't know.
I think it's something to easily explain later than having to explain it right then. That's me.
And this is why Poodle calls me at 2 a.m. and says, you need to come get me.
But no, I think you ask if this would have been okay. But think about it. This is Iana. That's going to be Iana's proposal idea for the rest of her life.
I agree with you, but I don't know if there's just, I think he did the best, shittiest way to do this.
I don't agree. No. I think he should, number one, I think he should have read the cues from Mallory earlier.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So I really can't. If anything, I have to give him dumbass points.
But, you know, we also don't know in that. Because this is where what happened in those pods that we didn't see is that Mallory could have been giving him cues we didn't see. Because she said from the get-go, he's my type.
Yeah.
And he's trying. And that's where I feel like with Mallory and Saul, it's like she is almost trying to talk herself into Saul. Like it's almost she's Sal. Trying to like Sal. She's trying. I don't know why I said Saul. Saul's come to Saul. Saul Valenti's in New Jersey. We got used cars for the lot, everybody.
But the thing is, think about this. Why would you do that to the fiance that you had? It's just knowing what people think about proposals. I just couldn't do that. I just couldn't do it.
I don't think it's nice, but I think it's the fair, kind thing to do in this situation. But yeah. So,
but I think there's a time to do it later. That's what I'm saying.
I know you keep trying to convince me, and I just disagree with you. I don't think there is.
I think we can explain a lot of things later that we can't explain now. That's just me.
Again, that's when Poodle calls
me. I know,
me
we have to disagree here.
That's when you call me at 2:45 and say, I got locked out of this guy's apartment.
So what would you do if you were Iana with this?
That said, I couldn't be with him.
Me either. I could not either.
And I think that's the fair thing to do, is you tell her this, and then she knows. And she doesn't get engaged on this show, but then she knows. And I would look back on that if I was Iana and say, you know what? I have a problem with trusting guys. At least I could trust him. At least he told me, because I know I'm on a show where everybody's talking to a bunch of people. At least he told me the truth. Whether she's said and she's told him that she has big trust issues. So what's she going to think? If he didn't tell her, what would she think 6 months from now if they were engaged or married?
No, I totally get this. You. But I don't think I'd be able to get over the fact that I was second choice. Would you?
I don't. It's just such a weird, you would never know. But I don't think I could either.
Yeah.
I know you couldn't, because it would drive you fucking crazy.
No, it's like you know what? DNA. I would rather be told after.
So, and I
can honestly say that.
Yeah, I would. But how would you feel afterwards if you're married to them and then someone tells you that?
I would have said, okay.
Wouldn't that be?
You know what I would said?
I'm like, marriage?
Well, you're on my bank account now, so I'll sue you for $500,000 otherwise.
That's not love at all. That's not better.
That's my version of love.
Oh, Lord. All right. So let's talk about Sal and Mallory, actually.
Mallory comes down to it where she said, Sal's like, I'm in love with Mallory. And he says, I remember our first date. And they falling in love. He said, falling in love changed me as a person to her. And he asked her to marry him. She, of course, she says yes, because y'all, you can't say no after he plays you a song on the ukulele. I'm sorry.
You can't. That's y'all. That is the only reason why she said yes.
And y'all, he asks her, when I see you next, can I kiss you?
I loved that. I thought that was really sweet.
I lost my mind, mostly because I would just like kiss whoever it was going to be, you know. But when he asked, I was just like, okay.
It was very sweet. It was very sweet.
Shall we talk about their meeting?
Sure. We can talk about their meeting. So she says yes, and y'all, they have this meeting, and so y'all, they meet, and I'm gonna say this right now. He's speechless because he is awestruck by her. She's not into him. She's not into him, which is what I love about the show, y'all. He is the, quote, most beautiful guy there.
I agree.
So, like, by beauty standards, he is the prettiest guy there, and she is totally not into him.
And the thing is, it just tells you why I think she's the most interesting woman there, and pretty much the most interesting person. She is not yet set on not having the physical first. It is scrambling her brain.
Yes.
And this is someone who is stuck. She's stuck
because he's doing all the talking. He's saying, you're so beautiful, I'm ready to face this now, I'm here for you. And she says, I'm in my head. She says this to the camera, not to him, but she says, I'm in my head physically. There's just, I don't know. She said, I'm just not feeling good about it.
Oh, this really hurt me, but I get it. Like, you see someone physical for the first time, and this, I can honestly say for me, this would be hard because physical attraction is very, very important for me.
Yeah.
And even, you know what I will say? I think mental attraction and personality attraction I could deal with, but I think in her mind, it just is not possible. There's mm-hmm. something that's putting it across. And I wrote down, oh, Mallory, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I do. Not this. I think it's dead on arrival as well.
No, it's sad. Do we want to talk about?
Let's talk about Jared and Iyanna.
Jared and Iyanna.
Oh.
This was even harder to take for me.
And so Jared comes in and he says, I'm going to go in there and just be super transparent. And so he says, she said yesterday, and I don't know what she means by this. She said, it scares me that you weren't open to the process. And I'm like, well, I think he was open to the process. I think he was maybe too open to the process, but because I think I would like to talk to people about this. Because don't you think a lot of people, they go in this and a lot of them immediately pick someone from the start.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that, I don't think.
I would
want to feel out things more.
I do think this is the shittiest position to put someone in, especially if you're on television.
For sure. And that's honestly why I think she's so
I would say no.
It's so interesting to me for her. Even though I think it's shitty, I'm fascinated about this and what's going to happen and how she's going to deal with this and the ramifications.
My question is to you, what kind of person says yes?
That's what I want to know. That's what I want to see from her because I'm baffled by it. So y'all, he says,
because you would say no, right?
Yes.
And I would say, fuck no, get the fuck out of here. I'm not your sloppy seconds, you piece of shit.
So y'all, he says, I had a long talk with God last night. And
oh, I hate this shit. I just think he's such a bullshitter.
I think he's let me finish. So she says, will you marry me? And she is shocked. And she says, that is not what I expect you to say.
Right.
Y'all, she didn't expect him to say this.
And that's the thing. He doesn't indicate anything about what he's about to say.
Yeah. And so she said, you have no hesitation. And he said, no. And she said, I'm scared. I'm really scared. And he's like, he said, I think this can be successful. And she said, are you sure? And he said, yes. And she said, yes, I will marry you. And I was just like, whoa. But I'm fascinated of how y'all, because the couples end up meeting the other couples.
Yeah.
This is all going to, they're all going to meet one another. They're going to hang out together.
He's going to meet Mallory.
They're going to meet Mallory.
Shane is going to see Shane.
Yeah. This is going to fucking happen. And it's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be real good.
Iyanna is going to turn out to be the martyr of this season. I really do believe that.
Oh, she's going to be the diamond. She's going to be the diamond.
I don't think he's going to stay with her.
I don't think so either, because I think what's going to happen is for Jarrett, again, I don't think he's necessarily a bad guy, but what's going to happen when he sees Mallory and Sal, and then he's going to see
he's going to win. Mallory's,
I think it would be different if she was really into him, but y'all, he's going to see that she's not into him and that competition in him is just the same way with Shayna. It's just going to kick in, I think, sadly.
This, it's what I felt from the beginning with them. And I felt like he was leading Iyanna on. And then Mallory was the one he really wanted. Mm-hmm. And then you could tell when he burst into tears.
Yeah.
And because he was beaten.
Well, and I think he really cared for Mallory. So it was all of it. It was dumped and beaten and shamed and all right. Anyway,
we're
y'all.
Cancun!
Viva La Mexico. So to remind you, our six couples are Danielle and Nick, Deep D and Shake, Shayna and Kyle, Natalie and Shane, Mallory and Sal, and Iyanna and Jarrett.
Yes.
So that's who we've got. That's only who's going on the trip. Trisha, Rocky, Vito.
Joey.
They're all gone.
We will miss you.
Miss you. Not really. So
I wrote down, I guess that's it.
Now there's 4 weeks until Nick and Vanessa come on. She's like, there's 4 weeks. Will the connection match on the inside? You're 4 weeks away until your wedding.
So I didn't write really a lot down except for...
There's not a lot that happens.
Well,
there is a lot that happens, but not a lot of plot points.
The only thing you need to know about, like, Shane and Natalie, he's like, it's my birthday. And she's like, I'm not gonna fuck you. And she's kind of like playing with him, like, I think you're a piece of shit. And he's like, I need more validation.
And this is what I was talking about.
No,
with
you
her,
were right.
Where I think if he could be a dick, but I think she's a dick to guys that she dates because she's not, now they're in the real world. I'm like, oh, you're one of those girls. You can't be vulnerable in the real world. So she triggers me because this is the, when I go on a date like this, if I used to go on a date like this with a guy who's always like teasing and poking at me.
Oh, I think it's a defense mechanism for her.
Yeah. Oh, yes. But it's just, y'all, you shouldn't, even joking.
I think he's so much shittier than she is.
I think so too. But for her to say you're a piece of shit, he has said.
Yeah.
He has told her, I want to be affirmed. He has said that to her. He said, I want to be validated.
God, he's terrible. I
know, but I think he's terrible. But I am saying he told her what she needs, and she's totally undercutting him and emasculating
him. No, I get
it.
So let's talk about Danielle and Nick. Danielle, Nick makes his own toothpaste. They're talking about how weird they are. I think it's going to be fine. Maybe I'll regret that. Let's talk about much more. The most interesting thing is Shayna and Kyle. Holy fuck.
Yes. So y'all, because we don't really see much of Jarrett or Iana this in Mexico. But so they're having dinner. Kyle, y'all, I love Kyle because he surprises you. Y'all, he's a construction worker who's
a vegetarian
and an atheist. Where I come from, they're all Christians and they love meat.
And she keeps saying, she's like, are you upset that, like, you're dating a Christian? She's trying to find some type of angle for him to break up with her.
No. Y'all, not only does he not give her any angle, he decides to eat fucking meat for her. This is someone who's a vegetarian. I'm sorry. If I was a vegetarian, I would just eat meat for somebody.
He's going to have the shits all night.
Y'all, no, you know what he else says? This is the thing with Kyle. Y'all, Kyle has a love addiction.
He does.
He has a love addiction. And she is going to chew him up and spit him out. And he's just going to be broken.
Can I say I hate her now? I'm going to hate her the rest of the season.
I actually think where Jessica was a villain at her own expense, Shayna's going to be an actual villain.
Yeah. She's going to destroy him.
Yeah.
So y'all, she's saying things like, so I need to set a boundary and I think that we should get separate rooms. He's like, I'm going to go there. And she's like, he's like, it's 7:40. She's like, well, good night.
Good night.
Y'all, you can't just bond with the person you just got engaged to.
Yeah.
You obviously hate them.
She's like, I just want to set boundaries.
See you tomorrow morning. Bye.
And Kyle said she was way more personable in the pod. She's like, she's like gold-plated dynamite. He said, I think I'm lucky that I get to be with her. Meanwhile, Shane is in a room drinking a beer.
Did you hear him say, at the end of the day, I'm the lucky one because she's so wonderful?
Yeah, that's what I just said. And he said, I'm lucky that I get to be with her.
And she's like, well... maybe I can leave Mexico as single woman.
She says, and I know what I can do.
She walks down.
She says, the way I feel about Shane, it's not going away. Then go ahead.
Oh no. And she just like takes her suitcases and she's walking down to someplace different.
And Kyle's going to bed with those poor rose petals, just sitting on that bed, just sitting on that bed. Y'all, she leaves.
Kyle doesn't have a big dick, but it's nice. It's pretty. And I would go down on that dick and give that dick a good time.
Good for
That's
you.
That's all I'm going to say.
You're thoughtful.
Well, he needs it. He deserves it.
Y'all, that's the episode. That's it.
His little cute little eyelashes, too.
Mm. He's a beautiful guy. Y'all, that's it. This show is so good.
I love it!
It's so good. It's so good.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Y'all, everybody,
go to my food.
Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you go to our website. Thank you for subscribing to, if you're new, thank you for subscribing to our Reality Gaze extra content. We appreciate it. Remember, y'all, as Poodle's eating his fat burger and inhaling his fat fries as quickly as possible, you can ask yourself one question. And what is that, Poodle?
Is love blind?
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.